This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome back to Managing Our Disagreements. We said that not every difference necessitates a disagreement. Disagreements and differences are sometimes two separate categories. We spoke about the variety, which could be different paths on the same straight path of Allah, different lanes. Those are not to be disregarded, to be criticized, to be denounced ever. Today, category two of four, we're going to talk about disagreements that are valid disagreements, not to be disregarded. So they're not variety. They can't all be right. They're conflictual. They're contrary opinions. Right, wrong. Not right, right. Right and wrong. But the problem and the reason why we call them excusable and valid disagreements is because it is impossible for us to know conclusively about this category of disagreements, which is right and wrong. You're going to say Allah's religion is clear. Absolutely. Allah's religion is clear in certain respects. There are certain constants of the deen that are crystal clear, but Allah also could have made everything equally clear, but chose to make certain matters a little more ambiguous than others for a great wisdom. A person can't say, like, why couldn't God just make it all clear? No, don't project your assumptions on Allah. Allah created us with extensive wisdom. Life is a test. Part of that test are conflicting views, even in the religion. Our greatest scholars, the scholars of the companions, had conflicting views. That's part of the test of life, to test whether we will cut corners and choose a view out there that he who observes our hearts knows we're not convinced of, but we're just low-hanging fruit, if you will, convenience, if you will, cherry-picking, if you will. And also, even when we are convinced of the view, will we be tolerant of the other excusable views, the contrary views, because I cannot honestly say they are conclusively wrong. So I must tolerate them. I cannot treat them like the crystal clear definitive matters of the deen, which is category three, and we'll leave that for next episode, inshallah. And so these are the valid differences of opinion, the disagreements that happen, like halal and haram, preferred or mandatory, that the Islamic schools of law, the madhahib, for instance, are always talking about. And just realize that they are irresolvable in this world because of basically three reasons. Number one, they're always debating on, did he actually say it, alayhi salatu wasalam? You'll say the hadith is clear, but is it even established? Is it clearly authentic to begin with? There's going to be tons of room for back and forth there with a hadith. Even authentic ahadith could have hidden defects that all scholars know that could render them traceable, but not applicable. Well, that's a study for usul al-fiqh. Then level two is, okay, we all agree he said it, alayhi salatu wasalam, but what did he mean? And in fact, even the Quran has certain verses that are not as clear as others. And so what are the implications? Was it meant to be an example? Was it meant to be a restriction? Is this absolute? Is this qualified? What are the implications of this? That's the second. And then the third layer, which closes the door on oversimplifying this once you understand it, is, wait a minute. Okay, this is, established text clearly means this, hypothetically speaking, but there's another text that seems to be in conflict with it. So how do we reconcile the conflict? Different scholars reconciled it in different ways. One scholar is going to say, this first text was earlier, no longer applies, the new text. The other one will say, no, actually, this verse is general and that verse is specific. Right? So specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or specific to a certain scenario in life, and so on and so forth. And so between, was it actually said? What does it actually mean? Wait a minute, but something else was also said that seems to contend with it. A person needs to humble themselves and say, this is the work of the scholars. If I'm an independent researcher, a mujtahid, I am bound to what I feel is the greater likelihood of being correct, without imposing that view on others, all the scholars agree that that would be wrong. And if I'm not an independent researcher, if I'm just the person who asks the scholars, then I'm doing that because the greater likelihood is this scholar's hunch is better than my hunch. His conclusion is better than my assumption. And so that is the area of valid differences, valid disagreements, excusable disagreements, valid differences of opinion. Let me stop there, inshallah. Until next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.